It's another week of commercial real estate. It's the week of the 12th of February, and I'm here internationally with my sidekick here, Wilbur, Will Narduzzi. He's in Italy. What's going on, Will?
Buongiorno, everybody.
Will is manifesting into his true Italian self right now. So.
Yes. I'm a fraud, though, in this country. As I explained to you over the weekend, every day I get shamed multiple times by people who check my identification to cross-reference a ticket or, you know, a hotel or something. And they're like, oh, you are Italian. And then they start speaking to me in Italian. And then I'm like, I speak to them in Spanish. And they're like, wait, you don't speak any Italian? And it's very circular, roundabout ordeal that makes me feel like a fraud in this country. So it's been quite the experience. It's been good. Manifesting for sure.
And you went to a soccer game. How was that?
I did. Think of SEC loud intensity in terms of like just people being into the game, but the entire time and in another language. opening the game, they've got flares going in the stands. You know, it's just a really, the energy is just really high. So
awesome.
It's unlike any athletic experience I've had too. So yeah. It's pretty cool.
Well, let's get into it here so you can get back to faking being Italian. So, all right.
What's the market doing this morning?
Well, I haven't looked this morning, but let's talk about the economic calendar for the week. You got your jobless claims.
Mm-hmm.
The forecast this week is 220,000. The previous was 218. So that's kind of creeping up right now. So that's kind of an interesting thing to watch, see what happens there. You also got housing starts coming out this week. So that's the start of new construction on new residential units. So the forecast is 1.47 million and previous last month it was 1.46 million. So not a huge uptick there yet. The Dow closed out last week at 38,671, just up 0.4%. So not much movement there. S&P closed out at 5,026, which is up 1.36% from the previous week. The NASDAQ closed out at 15,990, which is 2.263% increase from the week before. And crude was up to 76.6, a 5.63% increase. So the 5-year did creep up too. 5-year ended up at 4.137 and the 10-year ended up at 4.168, both up about a little over 3.5% right at there. And SOFR moved from 5.32 to 5.31. So I don't really know. I don't think SOFR is really going to move until they lower the Fed funds rate. So.
Yeah.
So let's see, what are our real estate stocks doing? Well, let's see, the 1-week performance, real estate services are up. So the brokerage shops are coming along. Real estate diversified development and REIT offices on its way back up, REIT industrial. But on the whole, the 1-month performance, REIT mortgage is down. But on the 3-month, REIT office still leading, but I think they're going to give some of those dollars back. But it's like the brokerage shops are starting to get a little love. Kind of makes sense, I think.
Yeah.
If the sentiment is that rates will drop, if rates drop, cap rates will drop, which will create more selling in the market, get more sellers
in the game. Yeah, and the volume has been up. I mean, it seems like there's been a lot more activity.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We got to go to Houston last week and experience that place. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. That was really awesome.
I always kind of never really wanted to go down there. But after being down there, the traffic is what the traffic is. But the reason we don't like being down there is the traffic. And the reason we like being down there is the traffic. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, like, I feel like the entire time we're talking about, like, we pop up out of, you know, come out of an office building after seeing some groups, get in the car, drive somewhere else, like, oh my gosh, so much traffic. And then we're like, no, that's a good thing. Nothing's bad in San Antonio or Oklahoma City. You know, we love going to those places because it's so easy to maneuver. But you go to Houston, it's like, you got to buffer 30 to 40 minutes in between each place you go to.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing because it's just congested shit going on.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just huge. I mean, there's what, 2.4 million people that live there, 2.3. So it's just, like you said, Will, there's volume here. There's velocity. Like, yeah, there's stuff going on. So
yeah,
I'm pretty excited about it. We've seen some good deal flow so far too.
Yeah. And really enjoyed all the brokers we met with. It's really sharp group of dudes down there. So, you know, the one thing I noticed about Houston too was, like, I feel like Dallas traffic is getting to where Houston is, but only during the day, because at night Houston still has the same amount of traffic. Like,
yeah,
I think that's the one differentiator right now. I'm sure Dallas will get to that point, but that's the one thing I noticed that was different.
I mean, you can get from your brother's brokerage in Stemmons to your house at night, what, 35 minutes if you're hauling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be the case.
But during rush hour.
During rush hour, it's an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half.
Yeah, but yeah, Houston, though, goes sayonara. I don't even think about it.
Yeah. Right.
Too much. Too much.
Well, Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl. So everybody's all the
She sport. Did.
She did. So
did we pick that?
We took the Chiefs. Yeah. I wanted Sam Fran to win, but I took the Chiefs, and I'm happy that the Chiefs won. I love to see Mahomes win, but I had an old teammate of mine for Sam Fran that was a coach there. I was hoping he could get a ring, but
yeah,
Mahomes did what Mahomes does, and that guy's just different, man. He's tough to beat. So on picking the game, I definitely took Kansas City because I just think he's the superior quarterback. So Purdy did a good job. He's going to be a great quarterback for San Fran, but Mahomes is just different. So,
yeah, I mean, you're talking about a generational talent who has a knack of just pulling it out of thin air.
Yeah.
You know, everything.
Right.
He could pull every down out of thin air, let alone the whole game. I mean, it's incredible. So it's really hard to bet against them.
Were people watching the Super Bowl over in Italy?
We were sleeping.
Oh, okay. All right.
We were 9 hours. I guess that was West Coast time. So it was 9 hours ahead. So mm-hmm. It was roughly midnight when it started here.
Yeah.
So this morning I was asked a couple of times about it. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, Vegas looked like a fun one. I was talking, my brother went to it, and I was talking to him yesterday morning before the game, and he said, man, he's so tired of walking because you can't even get an Uber. I mean, there was so much traffic that if you got an Uber, it was faster just to walk, you know? So,
yeah.
But he said it was packed and they had a good time. Him and his son went, him and his oldest son went. So
that's a good game to go to.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess we don't really have any anything to bet on here for a while. So we'll go into this part of life in the year where there's not football, and I guess we'll have to deal with it.
The scratch, the itch, the itch is going to be there for many of our commercial real estate compadres.
Yeah, I guess all we have to look forward to now is the draft. So that'll be fun. So
that's good.
Well,
you got any terms?
I got our term of the week. I heard this. I got this in an email from someone smarter than me. Opine. To express opinions. To express opinions. You may opine about anything you want. You can give me your opinions on this matter. You can opine what we're talking about.
This was written to an email to you.
Yes. Yes. So.
Wow.
So anyways, I really feel that within a year, I could really just send an email with a lot of stuff in it. I think that might be, we might have to write an email like to somebody and just use everything at once. That would be fun.
Just jam it all in. Yeah. Well, see, there's a parody account. There's a parody account that did that recently. I feel like I have to look it up. I think it's like Goldman Sachs Intern or something like that. With the handle on either Twitter or on Instagram.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's get into a couple news things. This is kind of interesting. Inlink is slashing 78,000 square feet of office in their downtown, uptown office space. So they're cutting it in half. This falls in line with what I've been saying, that, you know, we don't know the true state of office, and I don't think we'll know it till it's flushed it all, this whole self out, which I don't think is going to happen until 2031, really, because I think a lot of these multi-floor companies are going to be given back space like this. And they, anyone that signed a 10-year lease on multiple floor plates prior to COVID will be handing these things back. They'll renew, but they won't renew in five floor plates. They'll renew in two and work with a hybrid work schedule. So,
yeah. No, it's true, man. I mean, if you bring people from, you know, they're 5 days a week to 0 days a weekend, back to four even, you can rotate a lot of space.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be crippling. So I sat next to, someone who's pretty high up at Vanguard yesterday at dinner. And she was asked, it's just coincidental, we're all sitting at a family style restaurant. And she asked me what I did, and she said, oh, business must be pretty poor for you right now. I said, actually, no, I'm in the warehouse side, blah, blah, blah. And she was talking about their office leasing and all that, and getting people back into the office a little bit. And it's just, she was just more or less interested in like how rates were affecting us and all that. So it just must be really tough to be an office operator right now. And I was like, yeah, it would really suck to be one. I would feel for them.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to know the true effect until all that works itself out. So,
yeah.
Well, also in headlines, Steve Brown retiring from the Dallas Morning News. He's been the commercial real estate guy for 47 years. Covering commercial real estate in Dallas. He's retiring. The Steve Brown era ends on March 1. So, man, that guy's
coming in hot.
Yeah, that guy's seen every bit of it. So, you know.
I wonder, did he start when Trammell Crow was still like building stuff? 47 years since the 80s.
Yeah, maybe. So it says right here, the Dallas Morning News offered employee buyouts last year in an effort to shed 40 employees, or about 6% of its editorial staff. It doesn't necessarily say that he was part of this buyout. But the Dallas News Corporation operated at a losses of almost $9 million in 2022. And its operating losses amounted to $5.6 million in the first three quarters of 2023. Yeah, man, that's tough. Another thing.
Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's just another thing that kind of goes away with the way the world is changing is a newspaper. So,
yeah. Oh, that's what I was about to say. You used to be like, you used to be the man if you owned the newspaper, right? Like, you're the big dog in town. You were like Steve Jobs level.
Yeah.
But now you own a newspaper. It's a passion project for the ultra wealthy, you know?
Yeah.
So,
man, I wonder how long can the Dallas Morning News make it just bleeding money like that? I mean, at some point, does it just go away?
I don't know.
Like,
who owns it?
That's a good question. Hold on a second.
Somebody will come along, like Andy Beal, or somebody who's very opportunistic, you know, or we'll scoop it up, who's local here. There's a lot of rich people in town. Well, it's just not privately owned right now.
It's publicly traded. I did not know that.
Interesting.
The Dallas News Corporation is the Dallas-based holding company of the Dallas Morning News and Medium Giant. Dallas Morning News is Texas' leading daily newspaper with a strong journalistic reputation, intense regional focus, and close community ties. DALN. Boy, their stock is dropping.
What are they trading on?
Man, it was at 4 points. They're trading at $3.85 right now.
What exchange?
Oh, they're on the NASDAQ.
Wow.
So, I mean, I just don't know how you continue to bleed out like that. Huh, that's interesting. No, I never realized that they were publicly traded. The Dallas Morning News is publicly traded.
No, I thought just like a local family audit or something like that. I didn't.
It only has a $20 million market cap. So, pretty low. Pretty low.
It's pretty small.
Yeah. So,
well,
anyways,
somebody will come in and scoop it up.
Steve Brown.
Somebody will come in.
Congrats and thanks for all the writing. He did a good job. I didn't really know him that well. I've interacted with him a couple times at the Stemmons Corridor Business Association meetings, but he's kind of been a staple in the commercial real estate scene in Dallas. So here's something I found interesting in Houston, since we're becoming Houston people. Granger plots a massive distribution center in Northwest Houston. They're putting up a 1.2 million square foot project. So,
wow.
Yep. So there'll be a 1.2 million square feet spanning 108 acres. It's at Roberts Road and 290. Set to begin this spring and expects to be open in 2026 and employ about 400 people within the first year.
Wow, that's awesome.
So it's set to stock an extensive inventory of over 250,000 items, hand power tools, heating, ventilation, conditioning equipment. So that's what they are. So, yeah, I mean, Granger making a big commitment to Houston and in Northwest Houston, which is smart because what we'd learned is Northwest Houston is where all the residential growth is. So,
yeah. Yeah. No, there's big access to labor.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I wonder where they do a lot of their manufacturing, like, or parts, where the things are getting assembled at and stuff. I wonder if it's Mexico or if it's somewhere else. If they're doing maybe the last piece of assemblage there or somewhere nearby where Houston's going to play. But
it's a good question. Dyke and Goodman, you know, they have a 5.5 million square foot manufacturing plant there in Houston. So,
yeah, maybe parts to the port there.
Yeah. So, but, well, that's all I got this week. Will, what do you got? More cannolis and cappuccinos?
I do. I'm looking at a restaurant right now called Da Enzo, which is going to be maybe the highlight meal of my trip. I've been waiting in line for 45 minutes already, and it opens for another half hour. So, hour and 15 minute wait. There's no reservations, but you know, a European flavor of real estate this week. There's a big developer called Cigna, and it just reminded me. I was reading the article in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago while I was coming over. It's this guy, a little bit of a checkered past with, you know, I think not money laundering, but something to do with some securities issues. He got charged, didn't go to jail, but in, I think, 2012 or 2013. But he's always been kind of fundraising for real estate deals. And he's tapped into the wealthiest people in Europe, like the Peugeot family, big car manufacturers, and, you know, the Saudi funds and all that. But it's absolutely, the whole thing is imploding right now, this whole real estate corporation. And the one thing he did, Jeremy, was he bought a retail company, and like a retailer, like a Dillard's basically, and he would take them and put them into a new building he would acquire, have an inflated lease rate to overvalue the building, and it just caused all kinds of issues. And so the retailer went BK. His partner on it got recapped out in 2016. It's just like, but this whole thing is just like imploding right now, like live. Wow. As like, in the last 2 weeks, but it's like I think in the billions of dollars with the projects, like just kind of in the standstill, a lot of interest rate fluctuation issues, probably some fraud. It's like, I was reading, I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. So, but yeah, it's just like, that's what's going on over here. So, but,
maybe yeah. You can meet some new LPs.
I'll sneak out to look around. So I've got a meeting with the guy tomorrow night that we that lives over here now. So we'll get some jingle jangle. But more cannolis this week, more pasta, another soccer game, and then back across the Atlantic. So
yeah. Well, awesome. Well, y'all have fun. We'll hold the fort down for you. No one call Will. Call me. If I don't call you back, call me again. So.
That's so nice. So, yeah. Alrighty. Well, good. I'm gonna go eat some pasta.
We'll see you next week. Thanks.
See ya. Thanks, guys.